From NPR News, this is News and Notes. I'm Tony Cox in for Farai Chidea. Change was the watchword this year on Capitol Hill. The Democrats grabbed power back from the Republicans in both the House and the Senate. It reminded some of a similar sea change more than a decade ago by the GOP. How will these and other changes in 2006 play out next year? To find out, we called on NPR senior correspondent Juan Williams and two other experts to talk about the latest from Washington.
We're joined now by Reverend Joseph Watkins. He's a member of the government relations firm at Buchanan, Ingersoll, and Rooney. A good Republican, the Reverend Watkins was a member of the first President Bush's White House staff. Also joining us is Ron Walters, professor of political science at the University of Maryland. Professor Walters was a top aide to Reverend Jesse Jackson during the Reverend's two political campaigns for president in 84 and 88. Ron Walters' latest book is called Freedom is Not Enough. Gentlemen, thank you for joining us on this special to talk about the year in politics in review.
Thank you, Juan.
Thanks, Juan.
Let's start with you, Ron Walters, and ask, if there was one political event of the year that was a signal event, what was it?
Well, I think it was the election of November of this year, Juan. I think that this has set up the possibility of a significant change of course, both domestically and in terms of the propagation of the war. And I think that there is a consensus in this country, interestingly enough, not only Democrats, but also Republicans, which might give Democrats the credibility that they need to really affect these changes.
Joe Watkins, if there was a signal political event in this year as we look back, what was it?
I think Ron hit the nail on the head with regards to the elections in 2006. Certainly, they really changed certainly the balance of power in the U.S. House and the U.S. Senate, and it certainly puts the president in a different position than he was in going forward for the last 2 years of his presidency. That's not to say that he's going to have difficulty in the last 2 years of his presidency. I think that it's clear to say that because Democrats have so much to prove and they realize that the voting populace is so itchy and fidgety and lacks patience that they realize that they only have 2 years to really get some meaningful things done. So the last 2 years of the Bush presidency, I think, will be very productive. I think that the president will work very closely with the Democratic House and Senate, and he's had a history of doing this in the past. When he was governor of Texas, of course, he worked very closely with Democrats in the legislature. So I'm sensing that he'll be able to do the same thing again.
Joe Watkins, let me stay with you for a minute. President Bush now approaches the year 2007 and 2008 with Democrats in control of the House and Senate because of the election that Ron Walters and you said was the signal event, political event of 06. Is he a goner? Is his political capital spent at this point?
No, I don't think so for precisely the reasons that I shared, I guess, in part a little bit earlier, which is to say that leadership is an interesting thing, Juan. And I say that because it's something that's oftentimes best appreciated after the fact. It's not unusual for leaders during the course of their presidency, for presidents during the course of their presidency, to not be popular with large segments of the American populace. This has happened in the past, of course. Lyndon Johnson wasn't very popular during the Vietnam War. Harry Truman was not terribly popular at all during the second term of his presidency, and especially during the Korean War. And so it is that that sometimes presidents can be unpopular while they're in office. I think the president has lots to prove. The Democrats won't be able to get everything done just the way they want it. If they're talking about minimum wage, passing a significant minimum wage legislation, that may be a bit of a challenge to do it just the way they want it. But they're going to be able to see some things happen if they work closely with the president.
Ron Walters, do you agree?
I'm not sure that I agree with that, Juan, primarily because I think this president is trapped. He's trapped by a political situation of his own making with respect to this war and the course that he wants to pursue in this war. I think, and there's been a lot of speculation recently about why this president doesn't want to change course. Is it his personality? Is the fact that he feels that his legacy, one way or another, is going to suffer if this goes down in flames? In any case, I think that he really is trapped by this and that his legacy, whatever it turns out to be, really will be defined by his action on the war.
Let me stay with you on this, Ron Walters, and switch to if there was one political loser that you would point to in this year, let me ask, who would it be? And let me suggest, obviously, that what we saw with George Allen in Virginia, the Republican who looked like a shoo-in and then was defeated by Jim Webb after making his macaca comment and expressing discomfort in some minds over his Jewish ancestry, he seems like a big loser. Then you think, in some ways, to some of the losers that we saw, Harold Ford in Tennessee, Michael Steele in Maryland. Who is it that strikes you as a big loser in 06? Gentlemen?
Well, I think that it's a toss-up really between George Allen and Rick Santorum. I mean, when I think back to the fact that these were some of the young spear carriers of the so-called Republican Revolution that took place in the 1980s, that they were poised to do great things, perhaps run for president one day, and that the American people in both of those states soundly repudiated both of them, I think that really not only sent shivers up and down the spine of the people in those states, but also really should have spoken volumes to the Republican Party nationally, because for them to lose, as they did, both of them, I think really is a signal event.
Joe Watkins, what do you think? Would you throw Cynthia McKinney in there as a big loser in 06?
Well, certainly she had a disastrous year in 2006. But there were a couple of other people who had a tough time. One of them would be Harold Ford, who is a good guy. I'm a Republican. I've known Harold Ford for a long time, since he was a student in college, and I think he's a very bright guy, very talented guy. He took a big gamble, of course. He gave away a safe House seat to run for the U.S. Senate for a chance to play on a bigger stage, to position himself, of course, as many people do when they run for the Senate, for a possible presidential run at some point in the future. That's not out of the question for him yet, but, of course, it's more difficult now because he's out of the game altogether. He had a very, very strong run in the Senate, in the U.S. Senate race in Tennessee. He had a lot of support there, of course, but he came up short. And now he has to figure out what the next move is. And the Democratic Party, of course, being placed where it is, it's not going to be as easy as it once was had the party lost large numbers to easily position himself.
Was it a bad year for black Republicans, Ron Walters?
Yes. I think the 2006 elections for black Republicans really was a catastrophe because none of them won. And they were in very well-positioned places in statewide office. Trying to sort of run to be individuals that made a breakthrough, not only with respect to those states, but also, I would say, nationally, because if any one of them had won their offices, that they would have been certainly catapulted up to the leadership of the party, would have been sort of individuals that the party would use to try to make it possible for them to attract other African-American votes. And so I think that the lack of that kind of a person on the Republican side, I think you do have a few people like that. I mean, J.C. Watt still is a very attractive figure as a black Republican.
He's not in the House.
No, he's not in the House. But no. But if you look at the pantheon of blacks in the Republican leadership, it's very sparse. So
all right,
I was
gentlemen,
referring to him like that.
Gentlemen, let me move then to what looks like a big winner of 06 in terms of American politics, African-American in the Senate, the lone African-American in the Senate, Barack Obama. Would you agree, Reverend Watkins, that Barack Obama has moved way ahead of the pack and is now a presidential contender based on what happened in 06?
There's no doubt about it that clearly he has risen phenomenally. I mean, this has been a phenomenal rise to not just power but prominence. He's become a rock star for the Democratic Party, and this is very, very interesting to note. Of course, you know, my sense of it was that after he was drafted by the party in advance of his election to give the keynote address at the Democratic convention, that it would be very, very hard for him to sustain that kind of popularity because, generally speaking, once you start out at the top, there's nowhere to go but down. But he has managed to sustain it. Now what will be difficult, of course, is whether or not the decision to run or not to run, it will be a very important one for him. And I say that because while everybody is his friend now and everybody likes him now, once he becomes an official candidate for the presidency, he will have enemies. And people within the Democratic Party will work very, very hard against him, not least among them Bill Clinton and Hillary Clinton, because she would like that nomination for herself. So it's going to be hard. Once he, if he does decide to run for the presidency, he's going to have to identify precisely where he stands. He's going to have to defend his 100% ADA rating, which puts him to the far left of a number of the other candidates. And he is going to come under attack by Democrats first before he becomes under attack by Republicans.
Was it a tough year, gentlemen, for Bill Jefferson, for Alcee Hastings? They seem to have not come out well at the end of 06.
No, they certainly didn't. And I think the big reason, of course, why there wasn't much of a fuss made on the African-American side was that you had a tremendous year for African-American politicians in the House, chairs of four major standing committees. Elsie Hastings, of course, would have been the fifth, and 14 subcommittees. A tremendous positioning, something that shows the long march from the civil rights movement and certainly the Voting Rights Act all the way up to now, sort of the expectations that people have for positioning African Americans at the seat of power. And so given that, that I don't think that a lot of people would look at what happened there and say, well, Nancy Pelosi didn't do what she was supposed to do when she didn't do right by Elsie Hastings necessarily, because she had the responsibility for positioning all these other people. And I think sort of that gave her some very important cover.
All right, gentlemen, let me quickly ask you to make a prediction as we go into 07. Reverend Watkins, if there's one thing that you would predict for the coming year, what is it?
Well, I would predict certainly an exciting race for the Republican nomination for president, as well as for the Democratic nomination for president in 2007. It's going to be unlike anything we've seen in recent years because of all the new names that are coming forward. And on the Republican side, it's going to be extraordinarily exciting, especially as some new candidates emerge.
You don't have a pick.
Mitt Romney.
You think Mitt Romney's the guy, huh?
Mitt Romney is looking better and better, and John McCain is very strong as well.
Okay. Ron Walters, very quickly, a prediction for 07.
A prediction is that John McCain is going to go down in flames because his whole theory about increasing the force levels in Iraq is going to be proven wrong, and Barack Obama is going to run for president.
All right. Ron Walters is a professor of political science at the University of Maryland. Joe Watkins is a member of the government relations firm Buchanan, Ingersoll & Rooney. Gentlemen, thank you for joining us for our year in review.
Thanks, Juan.
Juan Williams hosts our Political Corner on Thursdays.